There we go. Still bringing it. Still bringing it. Go find it on Spotify, Elliot. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, before we get to the... I like your impression of him there. Before we get to our game day forecast, there's a forecast here on the fourth floor of 2400 Market that says there's some toxic air out there. I feel like Fritz has been Brussels sprouting it up again.
Oh, really? Come on, man.
I had Brussels for lunch.
I knew it.
Oh, my God.
I knew.
Dude, stay in there.
Yeah. I have. Well, yeah.
Yeah, but then he opens the door. And
the old crop dust.
Yeah, dude, it is bad. I knew you had Brussels sprouts. You promised you wouldn't do that during the day.
Well, after I ordered it, I forgot.
Yeah.
They don't exactly sit well with the old stomach.
Well, he's back. Tornado Shapiro. How are you?
Hey, oh, God. Fella Tornado. Game day forecast.
I guess we can't stop it, huh?
Yeah, I'm relentless, Spike, like warts and Lyme disease. Music, please!
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
The most accurate game day weather forecast in the country. You are privileged enough to hear it. Well, we're going up the NJTP, the New Jersey Turnpike. North Jersey. You know, I worked in Cranberry. East Windsor, South Brunswick. We had an easy-peasy weather girl who'd let you park in her rest stop anytime you wanted. Molly Pitcher, just met her.
All right. I think she was in the Revolutionary War tornado.
Indeed, she tended to the soldiers' needs in more ways than one. Giant Stadium, swampland, home of the most toxic radioactive waste dumps per capita in the country. Sometimes that can be fun, though.
Radioactive swamp is not fun. How is that fun?
I worked at a superstation in Secaucus that sat right next to a Superfund site. When I left work, I'd have to roll around in the Pine Barrens for an hour just to smell clean. Then I worked at had a little job at a little 500-watt job outside Passaic, WWWSKK stank. We had a very active weather gal named Radiating Rita. She could melt down your reactor with the raise of an eyebrow. She'd give you the forecast on the twos and just about anything else you want.
Okay, all right.
Then there was Aubrey from Asbury. She'll give you a freehold.
Freehold.
And take a ride on your stone pony. Come on!
All right, another New Jersey joke. I gotcha.
By the way, if you're coming in the Lincoln Tunnel, don't pull out.
Oh, jeez.
And bring exact change. You don't want to get caught in the balloon.
Oh, no.
Come on, fella.
Give us the forecast.
75 degrees and sunny, a beautiful Sunday day for Saquon to reap his revenge.
So beautiful day, as I look at it elsewhere, no chance of rain.
That's so quick there.
All right. What?
Well, we're looking at a 0.01 percentage chance of precip that could sneak up to a full 1 point. Either way, I'd wear a raincoat. There are a lot of those Bon Jovi hags up there. You never know what you're going to catch. I don't know what's worse than the radiation or the NJ women. We're looking at a 50% chance of sunshine and 50% chance of precip.
No,
it's the music, fella.
No, it's not. Get out of here. You can't say. Get out of here. You can't say it's a 0.1% chance of rain and then a 50% chance of precipitation. What's wrong with him?
I don't know.
And that Lincoln Tunnel joke was over the edge. It's not a New York. No one would even go through the Lincoln Tunnel from here. We're in Philadelphia. No, you would go through the Lincoln Tunnel from New York. This guy's out of control.
Yeah, that was descriptive.
Yeah, that was a little too descriptive. You know, Tornado Shapiro is pretty scary. You know what else is scary? Your old banged up piece of crap car. John Ashdell, the Cars Are team over at Colonial, is going to help you get rid of that, ghost your ride. They've got a bunch of 2024 Hyundais on the lot. They got to get out of here. They got to make them disappear. like a ghost in the night. Now I want to do this like tornado, like a ghost in the night. Colonial has scary good deals. 200 vehicles in stock on the lot. You could drive home in a Elantra, a Kona, a Tucson, 0% financing up to 60 months. Are going to give you more for your trade than anyone else in the region. I just said it's a piece of junk. It doesn't matter because they're going to give you $6,500 for your trade guaranteed no matter what condition. Also, they're going to give you Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Stay away from the ghouls and ghost your ride with a deal on a new car that won't come back to haunt you. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. I am still shaken by Tornado Shapiro. Rios in North Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios,
we need you.
All right, gentlemen, y'all already know. You know, like, hey, stuff with the Eagles been and everything going on been kind of hard, but got to show up and do the thing. You know what I mean? So, hey, Jack, is up to you. Y'all want the music?
Yes! Music! Go.
Time is now, gentlemen. If you don't get your stuff together now and bleep yourselves, then win. All this freaking talk, we're going to do this. We're going to play better. We're going to fix mistakes. That's all talk. Now do it. There is a common denominator here. And in math, 2 divided by 2 equals 1. And the number 2 common denominator are you, Sirianni, and you, Hurts. Nick. You are a freaking NFL coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Stop being needy for acceptance for people to like you. Focus on your purpose and doing your job. And when you're doing your job and focusing on your purpose, you ain't worried about nothing else. You are a freaking issue right now. Fix it. Oh, and if you're going to shave your head bald, then you're going to have balls. Bald guy with no balls? That's freaking sickening.
Like Jillian.
Damn, what's up with you, man? Mister, got all the words, but the actions on the football field ain't showing. If you have Mamba mentality, then you are willing to learn and do everything right to freaking win. It doesn't matter if Sirianni is a freaking terrible coach. If you're a great football player, then you will make things happen in all dimensions of the football field, and you will be smart to use all your freaking weapons. You have a lot of freaking weapons, guy. Get the ball to your weapons, and you will be dynamic. Teams won't know how to freaking stop you. If you're a football player, you'll make it freaking happen. Y'all two, turn this around now. We are in New York City. And yo, from what's been happening, New York has been kicking our ass in sports. Both the Sixers and the Phillies got skull drugs. Embarrassing. Look, man, let's go in here for straight business and get the job done at a high standard. No one fears us, and quite frankly, feels like we are at the bottom. Well, when you're at the freaking bottom, there's only one way, and that's freaking up. Get your confidence back. Get your manhood back. Give us fans a reason to be positive and hype. Saquon, I need you to smash through the Giants' defense like Barkley smashed a guy through a window in 97 for disrespecting him. Well, the Giants are disrespecting you. Yo, bring all the grit. Bring all the pain. Bring all the love for your brothers. We don't stand down. We stand on. Go to Pound Town and stay strong. Whoa. The Philly grit is our thing. We sit, but we let our balls hang. We don't sit. We let our balls hang. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles are Rios for North Philly, Hunter Park, a.k.a. the Sergeant Major of Philly. I ain't no freaking character, damn it. I am that bull. Peace.
No balls.
Holy moly. Between him and Tornado, this is...
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness gracious.
How did he go to Pound Town, man?
Yeah. I mean, he must know that that means something else.
Not to him.
We need to go to Pound Town. Oh. Oh, goodness gracious. Man. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official jeweler of you. Looking to get engaged? Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you think the Eagles are going to win this weekend? 69% say yes. 215-592-9494. Angry Ted in the Northeast. You're on WIP.
What's going on, Ike? By the way, happy birthday, bro.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, 2 days ago, yeah.
Shut up, Jack.
Fight. Fight.
Yeah.
Fight.
Yeah.
You back on it again, man. I didn't come on here because I wanted to keep it positive. I got to get my Eagles share in, and I didn't want to get cut off. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave it like this. The last time Nick Sirianni faced that bum, Brian Daboll, in the playoffs, in the big dance, what happened? Smoke job. So with that being said, this week, it's easy work. We don't need a bunch of pep talk. It was great, and I loved it, but we don't need all that. This week, it's easy smoke. Saquon going in there, stomping hard. Jalen will have his game. This is the breakout game right here, fellas. Last week was supposed to be it, but this is the breakout game right here. Defense is going to stop him. I'm going to get this out the way quick. Eagles! Leave my coach alone, too, Spike. Have a great day. Let's go, Bird.
Hold up.
All right, Angry Ted.
Hold up. I just want to be clear.
Yeah, leave the coach alone.
On two specific things here that Ted brought up. Just for the record, I have not been hard on Nick Sirianni this year. Mm. I haven't.
No, you haven't.
Okay, all right. I just want to say. Yeah. And also,
believe me, we can see when you're hard.
Yes. Whoa.
Oh.
You knew what you were doing. You knew it. This show, it's only 3:48. This normally happens around 5 o'clock.
Friday.
Yeah, we still have over 2 hours of the show left. This is going to...
I'll keep it intact.
I'm just saying.
Yes, I got
look,
you.
Look, I like when the show goes in that direction.
I got you. Rio's got me riled up there.
I know. What got you? Did he? You ready to go to Pound Town? The other thing
right.
I want to be clear about... Yes. Is that
back to seriousness?
Would just very quickly.
Yes.
Is that I wasn't saying definitively that I believe that Brian Daboll is a better head coach than Nick Sirianni. That wasn't what I was saying. What I was saying was Ken said that he knows for sure that Sirianni is better than Daboll,
right.
And my contention to that is I don't know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That's all. And I think it's very hard to judge given their two different circumstances. And I do think Daboll as time has gone on, they have soured on... I think there was some souring internally on Brian Daboll, too, with the Giants. With the whole way the thing with Wink Martindale went. I think that...
Oh, yeah, his ending.
His
yeah.
way... He is a very... So I actually think he and Nick are similar in the way that they're both very intense, right? Mm. Brian Daboll is very intense too, but Brian Daboll is intense like a Boss Emmer Effer is intense.
Right.
Like he is a psycho in that way. He's not going to yell at fans, but you can see his...
Well, I've seen him snap at the media up there. Yeah,
And on the sideline, you can see his head ready to explode.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the biggest difference, the credit that I'd give Nick over Daboll, is that I think Nick has managed internally better than Brian Daboll has managed internally.
So players could be actually turning on Daboll.
Yeah, it's just like, I think the organization as a whole has some problems in that way, but I think Daboll... with coaches, with other people within the organization, very similar to, I don't think he's similar to Chip on the whole.
I know what you're saying, though,
But I think the way that internally he is thought of is that he's probably thought of as difficult, whereas Nick can be frustrating to people within the organization, I think.
Right, but
Eagles.
He's not difficult.
He's not difficult.
Right.
I think you could sit Nick down. Whoever had that conversation with him, whether it was Howie or PR or whatever it was, I bet that conversation went swimmingly, actually, with Nick.
Right, yeah, he didn't put up a lot of resistance.
No, they were probably like,
Nick, we want to talk to you about what you did after the game on Sunday. I get it.
I know.
Yes.
I know.
I get it. Yep.
So I'll give him credit.
My wife probably told him all the way home that night,
yes.
too.
What are you doing? Those kids got to go to school. You're yelling at their dads in the stands. What are you doing?
Yeah, I wonder if I'd have kept the kids home this week.
Oh, yeah. Having gone through a childhood where people are mad at your dad in Philadelphia, It's not always easy. Make it easier on their kids, Nick. All right, coming up next.
Yes, you can speak today.
Yes. Coming up next, a guy knows a little bit about quarterback in the NFL. That is Ron Jaworski. We'll ask Jaws what he would think as a player if he saw his coach perform the way that Nick did. And also, regarding the offense, I think Jaws is a good person to talk to. So we will talk to Jaws next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right, real quick, you heard Tornado Shapiro. You can catch Joe Conklin's comedy show at Sellersville's Theater on September. On Saturday, November 2nd.
There you go.
With Norm Klar and Vince Valentine. That's two shows, 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. You can get your tickets at JoeConklin.com.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. And now, got great news for you. There's never been a better time to make the move to Verizon. Get over $500 in value and savings when you have mobile and Fios with Verizon. Plus, Fios 1 gig plan comes with a 4-year price guarantee. You can also save $300 annually on your Fios internet bill. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $200 in Verizon gift cards when you sign up for a Fios 1 gig plan and use it to pay your Fios bill. Now, that's like getting 3 months of free Fios home internet. You don't want to miss that. So make sure you stop by your nearest Verizon location for details on this limited time offer and learn how you can get over $500 in value and savings today.